Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this session, we shall discuss the etiquette of sexual intimacy, which has been mentioned in the Quran. Now, one can easily gauge the fact that sexual relations stem from one's own instinct. And in this regard, there is no external guidance which is generally needed. However, there are certain questions which do arise regarding sexual intimacy and which have actually been discussed in the Quran. The first of them is that, can a person have sexual relation with one's wife when she is passing through a menstrual or puerperal discharge? Obviously, the answer is no. All divine religions which have the common objective of purification have forbidden it, and it is not correct that one has sexual intercourse with one's wife when she is passing through her menstrual or puerperal discharge. However, in Arabia in those times, in which, of course, sexual relationship, and by this we mean sexual intercourse, was prohibited, there were certain other extremes which were found in society, and women were actually considered as untouchables when they were passing through this stage. And the Quran has actually corrected this attitude and said that only sexual intercourse is what is forbidden when one wife is passing through the menstrual or the puerperal discharge. And it also says that in this regard, the correct way to come to one's wife is once she's had a bath and once she's passed through this stage. However, this is the correct, this is the right etiquette. However, if one goes to one's wife when she's not had the bath after she's passed through the menstrual cycle, then this, of course, would not be considered as wrong. The only thing is that it would be considered against the etiquette. In this regard, the second thing which the Quran says is that once a person goes near one's wife after her puerperal cycle is over or her menstrual cycle is over, he must go to her through in the manner the Almighty has ingrained in his own nature. And by this, it means the vaginal intercourse. It prohibits the anal intercourse because the man's own instinct, a man's own nature is actually averse to this. It considers this to be an unnatural thing. So therefore, summing up, we can say that the Quran has imposed, or it has actually imposed, two conditions on one's sexual relations with one's wife. In this regard, the first of them is that he must not have any sexual intercourse with her when she's passing through this stage. And secondly, whenever he wants to establish marital relations with his wife, they must not be through the anal side. He is prohibited to have anal intercourse, and this prohibition is ingrained in human nature. And these then are the two conditions which the Quran imposes regarding sexual relations with one's wife. And I shall now like to read them out to you from the Quran itself. The Quran says in Surah Baqarah, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيزِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذًى فَاعْتَزِلُوا النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيزِ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَطْهُرْنَ فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَ فَأْتُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. And they ask you about menstruation. Tell them, it is a kind of impurity. So keep away from women during their menstrual periods and do not approach them until they are in a state of purity. Then, when they are clean after having bathed, go to them from where Allah has enjoined you. Indeed, God loves those who constantly repent and keep themselves clean. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.